This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
So a very, very good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to this official pre-match press conference with England ahead of their game against Senegal tomorrow at 10 o'clock in Al Bayt. Delighted to welcome to my left coach Gareth Southgate, to his left captain Harry Kane, and to far left team media officer Andy Walker. Please disable the mobile hotspots as usual. Using the FIFA interpretation app, we have English, Arabic and French this evening. And photographers, I will ask you after 5 minutes to leave, please, but I will give you fair notice when it's the last question. Okay, let's go to questions from the floor. The front, please, second row.
Harry, we've heard today of the sad news that Pelé has been moved into palliative care. In 2015, ahead of your first international cap, he said you were an excellent player and his advice to you was to never believe you're the best player in the world and to keep learning. Do you remember when he said that and what impact has he had on your career?
Yeah, no, first and foremost, you know, we send our best wishes to him and obviously all his family as well. And inspiration amongst our game, you know, incredible footballer, incredible person. To hear those words back then from him was really special for me. And I always feel like I'm someone who is always learning and will continue to learn for the rest of my career. So he was spot on with his advice. So, of course, sad to hear that news, but we wish him well from not just me, but the whole England set-up as well.
Thank you. At the front. Oh, sorry, second row. Beg your pardon.
It's Kaveh Solikov from Sky Sports News. Just one for Gareth and one for Harry. First of all, Gareth, England have never played Senegal before. You did go and watch them in September in Vienna. What did you make of them then, and what have you made of them having watched them since on TV? And for Harry, Gareth said that you had a foot injury. Are you feeling 100% fit? And is it playing on your mind at all that you haven't scored so far at this tournament?
No, first and foremost, my foot feels fine. No problem at all. Obviously had that knock in the first game, but it's been getting better and better day by day. And in a place now where I almost don't feel it at all. So that's great. Form-wise, you know, I feel like I've been playing well. You know, obviously the goals are probably what I'm going to be judged on most. But as always, I'm a calm individual and, I always try and focus on the team and doing my best for the team. And I feel like I can do that in many ways, as I've said before. So I'll continue to try and do that. If the goals come, then great. It means that it'll give us a better chance of winning the game. And as a striker, I always want to be scoring goals for sure. So, we'll have to see how the game goes tomorrow. It's going to be a really tough game, but hopefully I can try and get off the mark.
Yeah, we've been very impressed. We know that they're African champions, very proud, great competitive spirit, a lot of belief in the team, some excellent individual players who can cause problems, but a good structure to the team as well. So I think Aliou has done a fantastic job. They were very unlucky not to qualify from the group in Russia, and they've deservedly done it this time. So we know exactly the size of the task ahead of us.
So just 1 second for the translation. Go ahead, thank you.
So hello, David Kalfa from Radio France International. More and more Senegalese are playing in England, and obviously English football has brought them a lot. But what have these Senegalese players brought to English football? And is it an advantage for the Senegalese to know the English football so well?
Yeah, I'm sure that for the game tomorrow, there are a few surprises for the players that are playing in England, that's for sure. So, and of course, we've had a number of Senegalese players down the years, from Patrick Vieira to El Hadj Diouf, and now, of course, the coach. The players that are playing in England now, both in the Premier League and some guys that are in the Championship but are really Premier League players. So, they've definitely enriched our game. Players from all around the world, we're very fortunate that our league is so strong and it encourages the best players in the world to come and play.
Thank you. Just wait for translation. Yes, and last two questions for photographers to be in, please.
Rob Harris from Sky News. Gareth, how much of a welcome dilemma is it, the fact you made the changes the other night and obviously performed so well, and how much is that sort of weighing on your mind, what selection you go with for tomorrow?
Well, it's a good position to be in. You want your players in confident mood, and our forward players are. Of course, you want to try to make the best possible decision, but in some respects, I'm not sure there's a right or a wrong. Whichever players we start with, we're going to need the bench, we need the strength, and they all offer different attributes, and it's just trying to get the balance of the team right and make the best possible decisions. But for us, great that we've got the whole squad fit and available, feeling good about themselves, but with that nice balance of knowing how difficult it was to get through this round in our last two tournaments. We know the quality of the opposition, but we've got belief in ourselves as well.
Thank you. Last question with photographers, please. Gentleman in the middle.
Sassel Bel Arabi. I will ask in Arabic. Okay. سؤالي إلى هاري ثم إلى السيد المدرب. هاري، هل تفتقد محمد صلاح في هذه الكأس العالمية؟ لأنه في الدوري الإنجليزي لديكم منافسة كبيرة، العرب انتظروا صلاح، وهل أنت يمكن أن تتحدث على المنافسة؟ ربما كان سيكون صلاح في هذه الكأس العالمية، كان ستكون منافسة بينكما على مستوى الأهداف. أيضا سيد المدرب، مدرب منتخب المغرب تحدث عن إمكانية أنه المغرب يتوج بكأس العالم. سؤالي، هل يمكن للعرب أن يحلموا بالتتويج بكأس العالم؟ شكرا.
Yeah, no, obviously we've had some good battles in the Premier League for sure. It's obviously not my place to talk about him. He unfortunately hasn't made it here, but he's a world-class player for sure, and I'm sure the next opportunity he has, he'll be desperate to play. But really, really great player. We've had some good battles in the Premier League, and I'm sure that will continue over the years to come.
I think we've seen the power of football growing around the world in this competition. Of course, historically, South America, Europe have been dominant, but you can see with the results in the group stages that the Arab nations, the African nations, the Asian nations have all caused, have all achieved big results against higher ranked teams. And I think we all know that in tournament football, it's about performing on the day, and fine margins can make the difference. But all of those countries now have talented players, but also good organisation. And I think coaching around the world now is at a really high level.
Thank you. We'll take a short pause for any photographers to allow them to leave, if I haven't frightened everybody away already. Yes, there they go. Thank you very much, photographers. Thank you. And we'll go to the gentleman on the right, please.
سؤالي للكوتش أحمد عويس صحفي مصري غياب ساديو ماني عن هجوم المنتخب السنغالي وخبرته الكبيرة باللعب في الدوري الإنجليزي فترات طويلة ومعرفة لاعبي دفاع الدوري الإنجليزي هل بيعطي راحة لساوث جيت في مباراة السنغال؟
No, I think Sadio is obviously an incredible player, and every team would want to have him. But what we've seen with the team of Senegal is that they've become very strong in his absence, and they have shown great spirit through losing him. So we know that it doesn't make a difference to the level of the fixture for tomorrow. We've got to be prepared for the game, and we've got to be at our very best to be able to win the game.
Thank you. We'll come to the front, please, for the two on the front row. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you.
Hello, Coach. Hello, Coach from China, Xinhua News Agency. You just mentioned the Asian nations in this competition. For the first time, we have three sides move into the knockout stage. So as a tactician, can you give us some comments on the progress we have made in this World Cup? Thank you.
I think all of the teams have been tactically aware, have played with great energy, and all have special individual players as well. So there's a really nice combination. I wasn't surprised, especially with Japan. We'd watched them before the tournament because they played the USA recently, and we could see the level of the team. So, we weren't surprised by their performances at all.
Thank you. Lady at the front, please.
Sihan Wang from Tencent. Question for Harry. Have you been following your friend Sonny's work of journey more or less? And are you looking forward to maybe playing against him at a later stage?
Yeah, no, obviously they had an amazing night the other night, and it was great to see Sonny celebrate the way he did. And, you know, he worked so hard, and I know that would have meant a lot to him and obviously the nation as well. So, really delighted for them. Huge congratulations for him and his team. If we do end up playing each other down the line, then for sure, our friendship for that day will have to be put to one side. But all in all, I'm really happy for him, and I wish him all the best for the tournament.
Thank you. Just a second. Okay, go ahead, please. Thank you.
Gareth, hi. Henry Winter from The Times. So first, good luck tomorrow to you and Harry. Secondly, we saw that Ecuador scored against Senegal from a corner. That's one of your strengths. Is that something you've been particularly working on? Thank you.
No more than we normally do. We haven't been as effective from set plays as we'd have liked to have been yet. So there's room for improvement from our side. But we go through the same processes for every opposition, trying to find areas to exploit. But of course, every team is reviewing what they didn't do as well in the previous games as well and making those adjustments. So with set plays especially, you know, even throw-ins now, you've got a battle even to get the ball on the pitch, really, without the opposition being in good position. So I think those small details, every team in the world are trying to get better and better all the time.
Thank you. Did you have a gentleman there in the orange T-shirt? Yes, after you.
باي عربيك بلال السيسي صحفي مصري اتصالات سبورتس. على الرغم ان الدوري الانجليزي هو يعد اقوى دوري في العالم الا ان نتائج المنتخب الانجليزي في بطولات كاس العالم غير مرضيه ويغيب عن منصات التتويج. تعليق ساوث جيت على الامر ده ايه رغم ان المنتخب الانجليزي على مدار السنين كتير جدا كان بيضم مجموعه معزه جدا من اللعيبه.
That familiar?
Yeah, take it if you want. Or if you want me to do it, I'll do it.
No, I think I got the question right about the performances not being great from us, but I think we scored the most goals in in the tournament so far in the group stage. Got a really good defensive record, obviously, in the last couple of games, especially with clean sheets. So, I feel like we're in a good place. I've said before, the group stage is just about getting through. We had a good one. We finished top. We done our job. And now it's almost a second competition of knockout football. So, we have to be prepared to face a really tough side tomorrow. Be ready for anything that comes our way.
Thank you. Gentleman there.
Benjamin Zumil from Germany, T-Online. Mr. Southgate, here. You talked about European teams being dominating in the last World Cups, or it was more a few of World Cups. With Belgium, Denmark and Germany, three big teams already are out of the tournament. What do you think of that, and how would you explain it from your point of view?
Well, it just shows how competitive international football is, because those three teams either historically or in the recent tournaments have had really good performances. Semi-final for Belgium, semi-final for Denmark. We know so many of the players in both of those teams, and we expected all of those teams to do well. So, but the teams they played against were very strong, and all of these games are difficult. You know, we've played. This is our fourth team in the top 20, but in the summer we played Hungary, who were ranked 30 plus. They were a very, very strong team, very good team, well coached, good players.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So the depth of the challenge is really tough.
Thank you. Go right to the back, please. Thank you for your patience. Right at the back.
Bonjour, Mamoudou Diagne, journaliste de la radio-télévision sénégalaise, RTS. Ma question s'adresse à Harry Kane. Vous partagez la même équipe que Pamata Sarr, le jeune joueur sénégalais, qui jusqu'à présent n'a pas encore réussi à s'imposer dans votre club. Quelle appréciation faites-vous de ce jeune joueur?
Sorry, could you repeat that question, please? Okay. Talking about Papi, yeah. So, no, Papi, you know, he's come into the team. He hasn't quite found himself playing a lot of games yet, but from what I see in training, he's a really talented player. Quite quiet in personality, you know, just gets on with training and gets on with his job, but a really good guy, you know. If he plays tomorrow, then obviously I know a few things from training, but, you know, he's a really talented player, has some great ability on the ball, so we'll be ready for that. And, all in all, it's good to see him doing well at the highest level.
Thank you. Gentleman, second row, please.
Hi, guys. James Ollie from ESPN. Good luck. Harry, you spoke last summer about trying to taper your form to sort of peak in the knockout rounds. Presumably you're trying to do that again now. Could you just talk about how you do that and do you sort of feel the best you've felt since you've been in Qatar? And just to Gareth, sort of off the back of that, how did that sort of discussion go between the two of you? And is this sort of an example of the kind of tournament savvy that you've tried to sort of inject into the squad?
Yeah, no, I think it probably goes back to 2018 and in the World Cup. I felt like, just from a physical and maybe mental side of things, you know, we started the tournament great. I started the tournament with loads of goals, used a lot of energy. And kind of as the tournament went on, I felt like my performances maybe dipped in the latter stages. And I was conscious before the Euros of trying to make it the other way in terms of course, I still wanted to start well, but was trying to make sure that physically and mentally I was in the best place for the knockout stages. I kind of carried that into this tournament. I mean, I would love to be sitting here with two or three goals now, and for sure. But I think the group stage has gone well. I think minutes-wise, it's not been too tough. You know, the games hasn't been really physical when you look at the numbers when we break it down. So, going into the knockout stage, I feel really good. I feel, fit and sharp, you know, coming off the back of the Premier League schedule. You know, I feel in as match fit as I'm ever going to feel. So, only time will tell. Hopefully, like I say, I can do well tomorrow and try and, come into the best form into these knockout games.
Thank you. The third row, please.
Hi, Gareth.
Sorry, this one.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I think we've learned a lot from having played seven matches in the last two tournaments and the need to firstly keep the squad involved emotionally as well as physically. We've had individual situations across all of those tournaments where we've tried to manage people's minutes and manage some players back from injury and get them onto the field and ready to be match fit. And to this point, you know, we're really pleased with that progress. So that means we've got everybody available for tomorrow. But I suppose that's one of the areas we've learned. And you don't necessarily know that unless you go right to the distance. So it's one area we don't need to find out more about, but it's only relevant for us if we win tomorrow and we progress.
Thank you. In the middle there.
Hi, Gareth. Alex Howell, BBC. The players have been asked a lot about the prospect of penalties coming up, as this is the first game they come into play. Just how heavy does that weigh on you, and does the last penalty shootout you have in a major tournament have a decision on the takers in this tournament?
Well, we like every other aspect of our game, we're prepared and we've had a process that we've followed. We've had three shootouts, we've won two. So inevitably the one that you don't get over the line, you reflect and you think about how you can improve those processes. So we've done that over the last few months in particular. But, of course, there's so many other aspects to the game that we've got to get right. And, we're aiming to win the game and to avoid extra time if you can and to avoid penalties if you can, because you'd like to be get a victory in 90 minutes. But if we need to go 120 minutes, if we need to go beyond that, then we've got to be ready for that mentally and physically, and I believe we are.
Thank you very much. Back to the front row, please.
Simon Peach from PA. A question or questions for Gareth, actually. First of all, just wondering how you feel both about your team and yourself compared to the knockout game against Colombia 4.5 years ago. And secondly, your counterpart, Aliou Cissé, was unable to do his press conference because of illness. Just wondering what dynamics that would change if he was unable to make the game from your perspective.
Well, wish him speedy recovery. I'm sure he'll be at the game tomorrow, so I expect he'll be there. For us, I guess the biggest thing is the expectation levels and the satisfaction levels. You know, in Russia, when we qualified from the group stage, we were probably more excited than we were this time, although we enjoyed the win against Wales. You've got to enjoy your wins, because if you don't enjoy those, then there's not a lot of point being in this, frankly. Yeah, and then, of course, everything was geared around first knockout win for 10 years. So that was almost our objective in Russia. We have to take a step at a time, the same thing. You know, we talked about that from the beginning of the tournament. Our first objective was to qualify from the group. We knew we had 3 games to do that. There was an awful lot of noise after our second, but we stayed calm and on track, and we've qualified as well as anybody else has. But we're now onto the more important part of the competition, and we've got to get this bit right as well.
Thank you. We'll swing over to the right, please. Gentleman over here.
Mahmoud Abdullah, صحفي مصري. هسأل باللغة العربية. سؤالي للكوتش. تعرضت للانتقادات قبل البطولة بسبب ضمك لهاري ماجواير لاعب مانشستر يونايتد. أثناء مشاركته في البطولة المحللون أثنوا على أدائه وأشادوا به وقالوا إن هو بيقوم بأدوار دفاعية قوية وكمان أدوار هجومية. في رأيك إيه سبب التحول الكبير في أداء هاري ماجواير ما بين مانشستر يونايتد ومنتخب إنجلترا؟
Well, look, he's a good player. First and foremost, I think he knows that we've got complete belief in him. He's had huge performances for England in 2 tournaments where we've had a huge degree of progress as a country. He's been a little bit unfortunate with changes of managers and changes of philosophies and an injury at a difficult time just after our last game before the finals. So he's missed time. But as with most players of that quality, it's about confidence. And you can see his confidence in our team. I think we play in a way that suits him. Yeah, I think he feels the other night the love of the fans as well. That was clear in the stadium, and that was brilliant to hear, because that hasn't always been the same with England in the last few months. But I think he's put those things to bed, and he's helped to form a really important bedrock for our team.
Thank you. Gentleman on the fourth row on the left there, please. Just raise your hand so we can see.
محمد اللوني من موقع كورة. سؤالي لهاري كين. مباراة بكرة هيبقى فيها مواجهة مع إدواردو مندي حارس مرمى السنغال وتشيلسي وكاليدو كولوبالي، وطبعا أنت قائد منتخب الإنجليزي ومهاجمه، شايف المواجهة دي إزاي؟ وهل خبرة الاتنين مندي وكولوبالي في الدوري الإنجليزي ممكن تبقى عقبة قدام الهجوم الإنجليزي في المباراة دي؟
Yeah, I think they're 2 really good players. I think they've proven that on international level and club level for many years now. And of course, they're an important part of the Senegal team. And but you know, they've got loads more threats. They've got loads of good players, and I think their greatest asset is their togetherness as a team, and that's what's got them to be African champions and obviously qualify for the World Cup and get through the group stage. So, of course, 2 really good players, and it'll be a tough test for me and the team tomorrow. But, yeah, you're in a World Cup, so you're expecting to play against the best players in the world.
Thank you. I think we're coming to the final 3 questions. 2 across here, been waiting for a while, and then the gentleman. OK. Thank you.
محمود عصام موقع الكرة المصري. سؤالي السيد جارس ساوثجيت وهاري كين. قبل البطولة شفنا انتقادات لتوقيت إقامة البطولة في وسط الموسم، دلوقتي بعد مرور الدور الأول شايفين مستوى فني كبير من اللاعبين في كل المنتخبات، هل شايف التوقيت أثر بشكل سلبي ولا إيجابي على اللاعبين؟
I think from a player's point of view, I think the timing of the World Cup, I think, will be probably the highest physically the players will be at. I think they're coming off the back of a lot of games with their club level, so their match fit and almost rolling straight from the season straight into the tournament has helped in that aspect. I think sometimes the summer tournament, when you have 3 or 4 week gap in between, it's hard to stop and then get back up to go again. So I think that's why you've seen a really high level in performance. And as always, I think when things change, there's always a lot of talk and about whether it's right or wrong. But all in all, from my point of view, you know, I feel good and physically in a really good place.
Thank you. Gentlemen here have been waiting a long time. Thank you.
Amjad Mustafa Amin from Sudan. كيف تنظرون أو شعوركم أنتم غداً تقابلون فريقاً يمثل الغارة الأفريقية؟ هنالك ضغط كبير حيكون على المنتخب السنغالي بأنه هو لازم يتفوق. كيف أنتم تحوطتم لهذا الأمر؟ شكراً جزيلاً.
We understand that there's going to be a lot of support for Senegal, not only at home but in many of the African nations. Of course, that you know we will be considered the favourites, Senegal the underdogs, but that doesn't really mean anything on a one-off game, and it doesn't mean there's no pressure for Senegal, because every national team has huge pressure from their own nation. And from external as well. So I'm sure everybody understands that and knows that's the case.
Thank you. Gentlemen, second row, please.
Jenna Thyssen, Jyllandsposten, Denmark. Question for Harry, please. Jude Bellingham has been really impressive so far in the tournament. How will you describe him as a player and as a leader?
Yeah, fantastic player. He's had a great start to the tournament. He has so many qualities with and without the ball. You know, full of energy, runs forever, whether it's in the game or in training. Really impressed with him. And I think his leadership at his age is really high and is really mature. And obviously he was with us with the Euros, and I felt, even since then, he's matured a lot more. And I think, playing in the biggest competitions, the World Cup, the Champions League, has helped him to develop even more. And hopefully he continues to do that. He's still, I think, only 19. So, has a lot of time to improve and get better. And the personality that he is, I know he'll try and do that. And, that's really exciting for us as a national team.
Thank you. I think we've got the very last hand here, and then we've got to everybody. So, last question, please. Thank you.
Bonjour, Nicolas Le Gardien. Question en français. Vous avez, en vous projetant, la perspective de retrouver la France. Alors, est-ce qu'il y a une excitation particulière à l'idée de croiser les champions du monde? Et pour Harry, particulièrement, Hugo Lloris va battre le record de sélection de l'histoire de la sélection française. Quel genre de capitaine est Hugo Lloris? Et voilà, est-ce que vous en avez parlé avec lui?
My answer won't take long. We play Senegal tomorrow. Nothing else. There's nothing else to discuss.
Yeah, and Hugo is a fantastic captain. You know, he's a good friend, and we've known each other a long time. So, big congratulations to him on becoming the record holder for France in the caps. If obviously he plays, and he deserves it. He's a World Cup winner, and he's had a fantastic career. And I'm sure he'll be looking to try and add to that. With a few more years to come.
Great, thank you. Thank you for attending this evening, and thank you to England. Good luck for tomorrow's game. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.